The Gemara Masechet Erevin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, at the bottom of the Amud teaches us, Buria Ashkechei Lahu Talmida, Buria met this Talmid that have a Goris Belchisha, that was learning Torah quietly. Batshebei, so she kicked him, Amrlei, and she said to him, Loikach Kosev, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Arucha b'kol ushmura, im arucha b'mirmach evarim shalcha, if the Torah is in your entire remach evarim, if all of your remach evarim are involved in the learning of the Torah, mishtameres, then your Torah will be successful, you'll remember what you learn, mimlav, if not, ein mishtameres. And as the Mashah explains, that when somebody learns Torah out loud, says the Mashah, then his entire body, his entire being becomes involved in the learning. And when his entire being becomes involved in the learning, then that mitzvah has a powerful effect. I furthermore saw that the Mefarshim explain why it's so critical for someone to learn Torah out loud, because we know that when the first Aveira that was ever committed was the Aveira done by Adam HaRishon, and that Aveira, of course, has left its terrible effect on all of us for the balance of history. But if we examine that Aveira, the one part of Adam HaRishon's body which was not involved in doing the Aveira was his kana, was his windpipe, was his trachea, because that obviously has nothing to do with eating. On the contrary, of course, we have to make sure that the food doesn't get into the trachea. So that is why Talmud Torah, which is the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Talmud Torah is what could save us from all hardship in this world, has to be learned out loud with our voice that was not involved in the original sin. And continues the Gemara. Tana, Talmud Echad Hoyle Rebelezer. Rebbe Elazar had a Talmud, Shayishonah B'Lachash, that would learn quietly. Lachash Shal Shonim, after 3 years, Shachach Talmudai, he forgot his learning. And the Mefarshim explain that what is the point of this Gemara. So they say that we know throughout Shas, Rebbe Elazar is Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Gemara says, in describing Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov's learning, that his learning was kavanoki. Kavanoki means that he did not say much, but everything he said was noki, was excellent. And as the Gemara explains, when somebody speaks in such an excellent way, they're going to typically excel in learning. In fact, it's a Gemara that we just learned on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the Bnei Yehuda, because they were so careful, daiku b'lashoina, the Gemara says, why were they successful in the learning? The Gemara gave two reasons. One is daiku b'lashoina, they were very careful, they measured their words, they were very careful in the words that they expressed in their learning. And furthermore, the Gemara says, "Minichim simonim." They used to have memory aids how to learn, and that's why they were successful. Neskaima biyodam, they were successful in their learning. Teaches us the Gemara that even though this was a Talmud, this individual was a Talmud of Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Elazar his learning was kav v'noki, and therefore, presumably, his Talmud also learnt in the same way, still, we see that didn't help him And after Shalosh Shanim, he was Shachach Talmudai, he forgot his learning. The Ben Yoyada explains that even though he was learning quietly, he wasn't immediately punished that he should forget his learning. He took 3 years. And he explains why. He says, because he still learned. And as we've been explaining, Torah is such a powerful mitzvah that even if somebody doesn't do it, doesn't learn the way he's supposed to learn, he still doesn't forget his learning right away. He's given 3 years. Another pshat, and this is another reason the Mefarshim explain why it's mentioned that this individual, that this Talmud, was a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because the Gemara is teaching us that because he had such a great Rebbe, even though he wasn't learning the way he should be learning, he was learning quietly, the schus of his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, helped him that he shouldn't forget his learning immediately. And the Gemara continues. Talmud, then the Gemara continues. Talmud Acher Haya Le Rabbi Elazar. There was a Talmud to Rabbi Elazar, Shinas Chayib Sreifa L'makim, that did an aver for which he was Chayib Sreifa. Amalei, Hanichu Adam Gadol Shimesh, he learned with a great person, and the Mefarshim said because he learned with that great person, that schus helped him succeed in his learning. The Gemara continues. The Mefarshim explain that what is the connection to this story and the previous story. So they explain that the Talmud of Rabbi Elazar, who was Chayiv Sreifa, but was let off the hook because he learned with Adam Gadol, that taught us that he must have learned during that time, as are you supposed to learn, that he learned out loud. And since he learned out loud, so it helped him that even though he was Mechuyiv Sreifa, the Gemara teaches us that he was saved from that punishment for learning Torah, but provided that he learned the Torah as the Torah is supposed to be learned. The Gemara continues, Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana. And we know throughout Shas, Shmuel calls Rabbi Yehuda Shinana. And the Mefarshim explained two pshatim in Shinana. Either it was because he was very sharp, or because he had sharp teeth. And the Bina Le'itim explains that even though we find many times throughout Shas that the Shmuel calls Rabbi Yehuda Shinana, wherever we could explain why he's being called by that name, we're going to mention it. So the Mefarshim explained that Shmuel knew, as we just said, that Rabbi Yehuda was very sharp. And because he was very sharp, typically, the Mefarshim explained, people who are very sharp don't necessarily have the greatest memory. So Shmuel was teaching his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, I know you may not have the greatest memory. How can you be assured that you'll remember what you learn? That learn Torah by saying it out loud. Although I did see other Mefarshim explain just the opposite. Shmuel was telling Rabbi Yehuda, you're very sharp, you're very smart. But even though you're very sharp, and even though you're very smart, in order to succeed in learning, he told him, Psach Pume Kri, open your mouth when you learn, or when you learn Chumash, or pass Psach Pume Vitani, and open up your mouth when you learn Mishnah, Kehechen the Skeinbach, in order that your learning should remain with you, V'tayrechayi, and you should have Arichas Yomim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kichayim Heim L'Motziyayim, L'chol B'sorei Marpa, Artikri Lamaitzi Ayem, Elamaitzi Ayem, Bepeh. People who verbalize the learning are Zaycha to success in learning, and not only are they Zaycha to success in learning, they're also Zaycha, and we'll explain this, and they're also Zaycha Tarichas Yamin. And the Mefarshim explain why specifically is it that someone who expresses his learning is Zaycha Tarichas Yamin. So they explain, we all remember that in Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk says, Nefesh Chaya. The Pasuk describes the human being as a Nefesh Chaya, and the Targum explains, L'ruach Memalala. What makes the individual special, what makes the human being unique, is L'ruach Memalala, that we have the ability to speak. Say to Mefarshim, as the Gemara just teaches us, L'nefesh Chaya. If a person wants to be Zaycha, L'nefesh Chaya, to be Zaycha, to live, he has to take that Ruach Memalala. He has to take that gift of speech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and Nefesh Chaya. Use it for learning. Use it for speaking Divrei Torah. And I'm first going to go on to explain. If we find in the Torah so many times how someone, by saying the wrong thing, does a terrible avera. If somebody has for shalom curses a parent, the Torah Akdosh says, Mois Yumas, Rechmon Otzlon Yischai Misa. So if by saying the wrong thing, it has such tremendous power, Mida Toiva Merubim Mida Paranias. So somebody does with his speech the right thing, and he uses his mouth to say the right thing, he certainly will be Zaycha to Arichas Yomim, L'ruach Memalala Nefesh Chaya. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Sif Yud Beis, says, Kol Adam Tzorach Lizor, L'hoitzi B'svasov, everybody has to be careful to articulate with his mouth, L'shmi'a L'oznov Kol Ma'ashalonim. He has to be careful to make sure that everything he learns, he hears what he's saying, Bein B'mikra Mishnah V'Talmud, whether it's Chumash, Mishnayis, or Talmud, El Mekai B'shas Iyun, Sh'oisik U'mahara, L'hovin Dover M'taif Dover, only if he needs to concentrate, and then he's quiet, Sh'oz Yotzi Dei Mitzvah Gam B'hir B'lei Dibur. Then he can be Yotzi the Mitzvah, even if he just thinks the Mitzvah, without actually expressing the Mitzvah. Avakoma Sh'loimid B'hir, continues the Shulchan Aruch Rav, whatever somebody learns just by thinking, the Ef Shaloi L'Hoitzi B'Svasov, when he had the ability to articulate those words, the Eina Moitzi, and he doesn't articulate those words, Eina Yoitzi B'Limit Zeh Yidei Chayvus Mitzvahs B'Lamadatem Oysom. With that type of learning, is not Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Lamadatem Oysom. And he continues, O'Kamay Shinema, Lo Yomish Seifa Atar Zemi Picha, the Torah has to be Mipicha in your mouth, L'Gisaba, and continues the Shulchan Aruch Rav, K'mayt B'Kola Mitzvahs, Hatluyus B'dibur, all other mitzvahs that you only fulfill when you actually articulate the words. Shein yoitz ben yidei chavos b'hiru. You can't be yoitz the mitzvah when you just think it. You have to say it. Elm kem yishemei mipi adaber. Unless you hear it from somebody who is obligated. Sheshemei ka'oina b'fir. Because there's a concept of shemei ka'oina. Ach imoitz b'sosav. But then on the other hand, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if somebody does articulate his learning, af al pi she'eina meivin, even though he doesn't understand what he's saying, afilu pirish amilos, he doesn't even understand what the basic definition of what he's saying, neshu amoritz, because he's an amoritz, still harez mekayim mitzvah shel lamadatem. He still has fulfilled the mitzvah of lamadatem. Ulfikach kol amoritz mevarach berachas haTorah, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's why even people who can't learn make the berachas haTorah every morning, berachas haTorah b'shacha lefnei hapsukim. Because he does say the psukim, the ken sh'olos sefer Torah, when he gets an aliyah, even though he doesn't really understand, doesn't make a difference. And the paiskim say that this really is also the opinion of the Pnei Yeshua in Masechta Brachos Daf Tos Vov Amud Beis, the Kaf HaChaim in Simen Reish Lamed Ches Sif Beis, quotes the Zohar that if somebody articulates what he learns, he quotes, we know that the Beis Yosef had a Malach. The Malach was known as the Magid, that would used to come and reveal things to him. And he told the Beis Yosef that if somebody could see what the Malachim that every one of us creates when we speak out Divrei Torah, we could not imagine all of the Malachim that we create and what we accomplish when we say Divrei Torah. And the Mefarshim go on to say that you could have a person who spends his life learning Divrei Torah, and then he'll come up Lachamei V'esrim to the Olam Emes, and they'll say he won't see the reward that he believes he justifiably deserves for all of that learning. And the reason, Rachman Al-Tzlan, he won't be getting that reward is because he didn't speak out the Divrei Torah B'peh. On the other hand, if we look at the wording of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that is only in a situation where he has the ability to learn out loud, and he doesn't take that opportunity. But if he can't learn out loud, or let's say a person can learn better when he's learning quietly, then says the Sefer Chayim Moshe that the Shulchan Aruch Rav would agree that he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because let's review the words that we read from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Ve'ef shaloi lahoytze bisvosov ve'ina moitzi. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying that he's able to say those words and he didn't. But let's say for some reason he wasn't able to say those words, then the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to hold that he would be fine. And similarly, the Shulchan Aruch in Chelek Yerideya, Simen Resh Vav Sif Chav Beis, says, Bris Perusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, guarantees us, Shekol Aloyim Beis HaKnesses, Loi Bahera Mishakek. If somebody comes to Beis HaKnesses to learn, he won't forget what he learned. Furthermore, he says, V'kol HaYoga B'talmudu B'mitzina, Machkin, Shenem V'Sanuim Chachma. Somebody shouldn't boast and be arrogant about his learning. And then says the Shulchan Aruch, V'kol HaMashmiya Koyle B'Shas Talmudai, if somebody articulates his Torah, Meskayim B'Yodai, that Torah will be successful. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, Avol Kor B'Lachash, if you learn quietly, Meheru Shecheach, he will forget his learning. The Paiskim are teaching us that whenever possible, one should express his learning as loud as possible to be successful indeed in his learning. However, it's interesting to point out that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis, when it discusses Shnayim Shiyashim Vayisim Torah, continues the Mishnah, Eimli El Shnayim, not only when two people are learning Torah, Nayim Shafila Echad Shiyashim Vayisim B'Torah, even if one individual is learning Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaveh Lo Yischar, that a person gets Schar for learning Torah that way, Shnema Yoshev Be'odah V'yidoyim Ki Notel Olav, that even if he's quiet, he gets Schar. So, the Mefarshim ask that here it seems that even Yoshev Bada V'yidoyim, you get Schar. And we're learning in our Gemara, as we've just been discussing, is that you have to say the words of the Torah. So some explain, and actually, if you look in the Girsa of the Rambam on that Mishnah, it's very much in line, because the Rambam's Girsa in that Mishnah is Menayin Shafila Echad Yoshev Oisik B'Torah, that even if somebody's learning Torah by himself, but he's learning it out loud, Ma'olav HaKosav Kila Koyim Kol HaTorah Kula, So the Rambam is obviously concerned with this question, and that's why the Rambam is saying that he's learning out loud. The Rabbeinu Yoina, however, has a different explanation. He explains that what the Tana is coming to teach us in our Mishnah is, of course, someone who doesn't learn Torah out loud, as we have been discussing, cannot get credit for learning Torah the way it's supposed to be. So one would perhaps think, I can't learn Torah out loud. So if I can't learn Torah out loud, maybe I don't have to learn Torah at all. Teaches us the Mishnah, it's better to learn Torah. And learn it even though quietly, even though as we've been learning, it really isn't the best way of learning, versus not learning at all. Because a life of Torah, of life without Torah, is a wasted life. And therefore, it's better to learn quietly than versus not learning at all.